This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Democrat Michael Bennett called for William Perry Pendley to resign from his job at the Bureau of Land Management. Plus, we learned this week through documents obtained by a Freedom of Information Act request that the Trump-era Interior Department wanted to manage bison like cattle. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
On September 15th, three conservation groups filed a lawsuit challenging the Bureau of Land Management's Uncompahgre Resource Management Plan, which covers nearly 1 million acres of public land and federal minerals on the western slope. Counties covered by the plan include Montrose, Mesa, Delta, Ouray, San Miguel, and Gunnison. The final plan was released in April and opens 95% of the region to oil and gas leasing and drilling. The plan also fails to protect wilderness quality lands, wildlife habitat, and other natural resources, say the environmental groups, which include the Paonia-based Western Slope Conservation Center. The controversial BLM plan has been met with resistance at many levels. Administrative protests have been filed by the state of Colorado, Gunnison and San Miguel counties, the town of Paonia, and elected officials. State Senator Kerry Donovan and State Representative Julie McCluskey have asked Interior Secretary David Bernhardt to withdraw the plan and have it revised. And Senator Michael Bennett also sent concerns to Secretary Bernhardt and pledges to work on a path forward. Speaking of Senator Bennett, his office will hold weekly telephone hours this fall. Bennett and his Grand Junction staff will answer Coloradans' questions, listen to their concerns, and help them navigate federal agencies. To schedule an appointment, call 970-241-6631. Telephone office hours will be available from September 22nd through November 17th for residents of Montrose, Delta, Mesa, Garfield, Pitkin, and Rio Blanco counties. In marijuana news, four marijuana measures are on the ballot this fall in Delta County, although the draft Delta County Land Use Plan prohibits all marijuana uses. That means that municipalities, business owners, and farmers may soon begin pushing the county to change its anti-marijuana ordinances, notes reporter Lisa Young in the Delta County Independent. The ballot measures are for taxes on retail and medical marijuana sales, which would be used to fund infrastructure, law enforcement, transportation, and more. And the Grand Junction City Council has directed staff to form a working group to further study the issues and impacts of allowing medical and recreational marijuana businesses in the city, reports the Grand Junction Sentinel. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
New documents released through the Freedom of Information Act show that back in 2018, the U.S. Interior Department wanted to manage bison like cattle. Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen explains.
The nonprofit Buffalo Field Campaign was behind the lawsuit that led to the National Park Service releasing the documents. They showed that then Secretary Ryan Zinke, quote, wanted Yellowstone bison managed more actively like cattle on a ranch, unquote.
It's an ecosystem. It's not a ranch.
Daryl Geist is with the Buffalo Field Campaign. He says that kind of management would hurt the unique herd.
The threat of domestication has been hovering over these buffalo for a very long time, and they represent the last continuously wild population in the United States still remaining in their native range.
The Department of Interior did not respond to a request for comment. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Colorado's Democratic U.S. Senator Michael Bennett called for Acting Director William Perry Pendley to resign from the Bureau of Land Management in a floor speech on Tuesday. Here are some highlights edited for Time.
President Trump, as he has done in so many other areas, has pursued a public lands agenda that is way outside the mainstream of conventional American thought. Few decisions better capture how extreme that position is and how fringe his agenda is than his decision to hire William Perry Pendley to lead the Bureau of Land Management. As we've heard today, Mr. President, Mr. Pendley doesn't even believe in the idea of public lands. Given the track record of this administration, I guess it's not that surprising that he put somebody in charge of public lands who believed that they're actually illegal or unconstitutional. And since the BLM moved to Colorado, sort of, we've had a front row seat to this extremist agenda. This spring, Pendley signed off on a resource management plan that opened up the North Fork Valley of the Gunnison, one of our most beautiful agricultural valleys in Colorado, to more oil and gas development. Local leaders worried that his plan failed to protect the region's watershed and will threaten the area's agricultural and outdoor economy. Instead of listening to Colorado, Mr. Penley signed off on a plan, as he so often does, written in Washington by a bunch of special interests here who want to plunder our land out there. As senators, we have a constitutional responsibility, Mr. President, to ensure that the people entrusted with leading our federal agencies are at a minimum qualified for the positions they hold, and I would hope are within the mainstream of conventional American political ideologies. But we've not been allowed to do that in this case. Mr. Penley was nominated by the president to lead the BLM, and the response was so negative that I have to imagine there were senators on the other side of the aisle who said, Senator McConnell, please don't make us take this vote. Please. I've got a tough election coming up. Don't make me take this vote, Mr. President. And as a result, they withdrew his nomination because it couldn't pass the Senate. That's how this is supposed to work. You can always put it on the floor and see whether we'll support it. In this case, the response was so negative, they withdrew the nomination. That happens regularly. What's incredibly unusual in this case is they left him in his job. So having demonstrated that there was no public support in the Senate unwilling to take a vote for fear of how unpopular it would be in the Western United States, they said, well, you can be the acting BLM director. That is a disgrace. That's the work of a dictator, not the president of the United States. We have a choice to make, to do nothing or do our jobs. The American people want us to do our jobs. They're sick of the dysfunction here. And from the perspective of Colorado, the decision on Mr. Penley is simple. Someone who spent his entire career opposed to the very idea of public lands is unfit to lead a land management agency. Period.
That was Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennett speaking on the floor of the Senate on Tuesday, calling for William Perry Penley to resign as acting director of the BLM. That audio was edited for Time. You can see the entire speech on our website, kvnf.org. That does it for KVNF's regional newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.